Hello, everyone. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone once again to Angel Healing House Radio. And if you're listening in for the first time, a big first-timer's welcome to you. I cannot believe that it is almost Halloween. And some would say it's the official start to the holiday season. And while the holiday decorations, along with the greeting card companies, they're hoping to capture the spirit of the holidays and the dollars of many, there are others who absolutely dread the craziness of these upcoming holidays. For instance, there are those who prepare meals, and they have to make sure that their holiday dinners respect everyone's dining choices, including perhaps buying a tofurkey for those vegan relatives, or serving almond and coconut milk cheeses for those who have given up dairy. Then there's trying to decide which holiday cards to send out, finding out if recipients celebrate a Christmas, a Kwanzaa, a Hanukkah, or do they choose to abstain from celebrating at all? We haven't even mentioned the whole gift-giving thing. And my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, they marvel how much humans actually accomplish, even though we have to operate in a physical reality where we are still constantly battling things like time and money. The Posse of Angels, they shake their heads in wonderment as they see us braving shopping malls and holding on to our sanity as we wait in long lines of traffic. We wait in long lines to check out our groceries. We wait in long lines to get our coffees and long lines to buy our holiday gifts and groceries. When we add many of these things to our already full schedule of responsibilities, the chances of things not going as one expects increases exponentially. Sooner or later, things like delayed flights because of snow, caterers serving lamb chops at a vegan holiday dinner, the dry cleaner losing your favorite holiday dress or suit, or any number of a myriad of things that could go wrong now have the increased possibility to go south. With this thought in mind, and always with humor, the Posse of Angels have entitled today's program, The Blessings of life falling apart. Now, the Posse of Angels is showing me a vision. They're sporting their chef's hats today. They're in the kitchen, and they're being inspired to create some new flavors for the holidays. They have all their usual fixings lined up to prepare a sumptuous meal, but they are pointing to some new ingredients. The point that they're trying to make is that if we have the same foods prepared in the same way, with the same taste, then we get the same predictable meal. And don't get them wrong. While there's nothing wrong with predictable, it rarely is exciting, as we have experienced the same taste before, and we pretty much know what to expect. They're saying that their little foray in the kitchen and their idea to us of spicing up recipes with new ingredients can be translated to allowing ourselves to experiencing new things in our lives as well. Now, they wish to know why so many humans choose to hold on to the expectation that life has to be predictable. I don't know, perhaps stay the same and never change. They're reminding us that when we as humans were in spirit and we excitedly wrote the contract of our lives in our book of life, we wish to be challenged to expand our experiences and to be tested in order to grow. That's why we wrote certain people into our contracts and certain challenges. Now, for this to happen, things cannot stay the same. And if we do not willingly initiate change, then those things that we have experienced must fall apart in order for the new experience to present itself. This vision of life falling apart brought to mind a card in the tarot deck, which is the tarot card. And it's no wonder that this is one of the most feared cards in the deck. Now, in many traditional tarot decks, the tower card depicts the ground shaking from an earthquake as the tower tumbles down and people jump off of the tower for their lives. Now, this card is an indication that a person's life is very much and indeed on shaky ground, and that a major change is happening or will be happening in their lives. And strange as it may seem, instead of seeing the tower card as doom and gloom, I choose to see it as a very good sign. For immediately after something falls apart in our life, God and the angels will send a fortuitous beneficial sign as to what is needed to step forward after this upheaval. After every storm, or after many storms, there are rainbows. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that in many cases, after things fall apart, our human nature has us staring at what has fallen apart instead of fixing our gaze on the new sign that is being presented to us. Now, many times, this sign shows up as a synchronistic meeting with just the right person at just the right time who provides us with important information. It could be a connection or an opportunity to help us move forward in a brand new way. And when we experience some aspect of our life seemingly falling apart and perhaps not working out as we expected, well, my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, is assuring us that even though it might be very difficult to believe, we have actually unconsciously co-created for this falling apart to happen. We co-created this with God. And the reason we would do such a thing is that our former experience of what we co-created with God before no longer serves our for our spiritual journey or physical journey. It has what has fallen apart is past its use by date. Now, it does seem hard to believe when our lives are falling apart that if things did not go south and get worse, that many of us would never, ever get the hint to try something new. In many instances, our lives do need to fall apart so that we can experience more of life. We can grow so much larger and brighter than we ever thought possible. How would many of us know our full potential and our greatness if we were not tested in this way? You know, I do remember when my husband Pete and I lived on the heavenly Sunshine Coast in Queensland, Australia, and we decided to take a trip to the States in 2006. When I was standing on the beach in Carmel, California, I heard the voice of God, and God said to me, "When you move to the States, this is the area that you need to move to first." Well, from my experience, when God takes the time from his or her busy schedule to speak to us, it's not meant to invite a discussion or encourage cheerful banter. It's meant solely as a directive on high for one to follow his or her words. Relaying this information to Pete, he replied, "But we're not going to move to the States." And in Pete's defense, why would we have ever considered it? We lived in paradise and a beautiful beach home with the sparkling Pacific Ocean just steps from our back door. My healing practice was hugely successful, and I often joked to Pete that with all the client sessions, my workshops, my well-attended meditation nights and teaching Reiki, we should have exchanged our front door with a revolving door. After God delivered this very clear message of moving to the States, we returned home to Australia, and we expected life to return to normal, which it did not. After many years of having a busy schedule for my Business Angel Healing House, my numbers of clients began to steadily decline. It didn't matter how much I advertised and what specials I offered, the numbers continued to diminish. Meeting with a dear friend who was an international psychic, I asked him what the heck was going on and why this was happening. He took a long sip of his tea and he replied, "Oh, don't worry. The angels are applauding and saying that you have graduated and you are ready to move on. By turning the faucet off on your clients, they're just encouraging you to move to the States for the next part of your journey." Now, synchronistically, it was also around this time that Pete's job was no longer working out. With both of our sources of incomes drying up, we were encouraged. I don't like to use the word forced when it comes to God's suggestions, but we were encouraged to sell our home and move to the States. Were we happy about this? We weren't happy about selling our home, but our hearts were excited about following God's direction. The rewards for us stepping forward after everything seemingly fell apart were life-changing for us. Yes, it opened new doors that presented us with opportunities, people, connections to fill our dreams and our intentions. Now, looking back, I can clearly see that the true blessing to our livelihood disappearing and drying up was that it tested our faith and trust in God's plan for us, not in our limited plan, as to what we thought life had to look like. In addition, it tested our faith and belief in ourselves. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes to remind all of us that when life falls apart or it doesn't go as you expect, it simply means that you've outgrown your former lessons and have graduated to be presented with brand new lessons. Imagine the posse of angels and imagine your angels handing you a cap, a gown, and a diploma, for you've graduated beyond your current life and you're now more than ready to co-create a larger, more expanded world of experiences for yourself. When life falls apart, it means that heaven wishes to open new doors and opportunities for you to experience. You know, when life falls apart, it means that it really does mean that you're strong enough to experience something greater. Now, I can hear lots of your thoughts saying, well, isn't this scary? And the most succinct answer is yes, it's very scary. Will we have to muster up the courage and the bravery? And the posse of angels is saying, without a doubt. But when life falls apart, it's because on some unconscious level, you're ready for it to fall apart and be dismantled, for you have co-created it for it to be so. And you can also, with your free will, think that you're a victim. You can also find fault and blame other things. But the more you accept the responsibility and accountability for what you co-create with that source, that higher source, universe, creator, God, he, she, it, all that is, the more your life will flow with ease and grace. And you will know that you're co-creating this to happen. Now, when life falls apart, it gives us the blessing and the opportunity to get off the couch and force us out of our comfort zone in order to try. This could be try something new or try a new approach to life. It could also be to try our patience, try our faith, try our trust that everything will always work out for our highest good, no matter what it is. And the posse of angels is quick to add that when things do fall apart in our lives, the blessing that comes in with it may not be readily discernible. It just may take a lot of reflection to see the hidden gifts in one's life falling apart that will miraculously open up one's world more than they could have ever possibly imagined. And I've seen countless examples in my Angel Healing House practice. We just celebrated over 16 years, our 16th anniversary here at Angel Healing House. And I've seen so many examples that are created circumstances when people created circumstances in their lives to be challenged. And this helped them to strengthen and to grow and to experience so much more of life. Years ago, I had a deeply depressed client, and she began to see me after several months, of clearing and cleansing negative beliefs. She chose to see herself now as worthy and deserving of being honored and respected in her marriage. Feeling empowered, she began to lose weight, improve her health, and made greater time in her life for spiritual reflection, and she restored her faith and belief in herself. Now, what she didn't know was that she was preparing and getting ready for her whole world to fall apart. By stepping into this glorious, radiant light of who she is, her energetic frequency began to rise, and that it was no longer in resonance with the energies of her cheating, dishonoring husband, who then left her and her children, her three children, for a younger woman. Because of the previous clearing and cleansing that we have done in our many sessions together, I was amazed by this woman's composure, her calm and lack of anger, resentment, and bitterness that so often follows this divorce scenario. Deeply compassionate, and she showed compassion and concern that that she had for her her husband, who had cheated on her, and it was nothing short of miraculous. Sure, she cried. Who wouldn't? Almost 20 years together, they'd shared memories of birthing beautiful children and sharing a life. But what my client demonstrated was a constant state of equilibrium and grace as legal issues got addressed and all the myriad of loose ends needed to be tied up to complete their divorce. Now, I mentioned to this client that I never saw anyone go through a divorce with such strength, courage, and conviction in themselves. Now, in our last session together, the Posse of Angels showed us both a vision of a large community of women that she would be addressing with workshops and blogs and even a possible talk radio show. This beautiful client of mine, she had the light of grace, would take all that she learned from her experience of her life falling apart and go on to help many other women love themselves again and respect themselves. Now, in this way, they could learn from her experience in order to perceive it as being a wonderful opportunity to honor themselves and step into a new beginning with sustained faith and belief and grace. Simply amazing. She's become a life coach and is just going from strength to strength and helping other people. The important thing that my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, do want us to know, they wish for us to remember when things fall apart in our lives, is that if we let go of what we expect to come in and we stay present to receive and act upon the signs that God gives us on how to proceed, then we will be given exactly what we need and be the best for our growth and our benefit. So, when I went to my spirit cards, my animal spirit cards, which I often do, to give us additional messages, who should come? Oop, having a peek. Deer came in slowly. Our friend, the sweet deer, is here with us today. She is a wonderful symbol of being kind to ourselves while we move through life with ease and grace, no matter what the circumstances is, because we co-created it to be so. Deer encourages us to have tenderness, not only for others, but for ourselves, tempered with strength and determination, no matter, again, what we are presented with. Deer's gentle, sensitive, and intuitive energies will serve us well to emulate as we navigate an increased busyness in our lives, and especially so as the holidays get closer. And its a keen ability to change directions quickly can be called upon when things seemingly fall apart in our lives and we need to alter our plans. When you are faced with things falling apart in your life, perhaps altered schedules, agendas, life in general, just not going to your expected plan, please do remember to connect to your sense of inner gentleness, knowing that things always work out for the best and for your highest good. And if you co-created this to be so, then you can co-create other things with God and the angels as well. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio, which always airs at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Transformation Talk Radio. Before we go to a quick break, I would like to remind everyone of my beautiful books, Angels of Faith, based on my two near-death experiences, one true home behind the veil of forgetfulness about my five most important past lives. And then when I crossed over between those lives, what the heck did I do when I spent time across the veil in heaven before I came back for other incarnations? And the sequel to One True Home is I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel. These books can be purchased on Amazon.com, also on angelhealinghouse.com. And I just launched the audiobook of One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, on audible.com for those people that would like to listen to books online. So please go there if you'd like to purchase and download One True Home and I Am an Angelic Walk-In. Both of those have been created in audiobook form. So we are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll be taking some of your calls for that free angel advice. We will see you soon.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, Angelic Walk-In Angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now 831-277-3716 or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Huff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Huff, on Angel Healing House Radio. We are going to take some of your calls for those, that free angel advice from myself and my wonderful angelic family, the Posse of Angels. But a couple of reminders. First reminder is that in honor of Angel Healing House's 16th anniversary, I'm running a free drawing for one randomly drawn person to win a free 2-hour intuitive counseling session and also angel reading with me. And this 2-hour session is normally priced at $400. But the way you go into the reading to win this free session with me is by sending me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com and explain to me about your experience or experiences with myself and the Posse of Angels and Angel Healing House. You may have had a session with me, and it didn't have to be in my office on the Sunshine Coast in near Carmel, California, in Santa Barbara, in Culver City, or in Santa Monica. It could have been globally anywhere in the world on Skype, phone, or FaceTime. You could have been one of my many, many Reiki students who I attuned to the Master Teacher degree or the lower levels of Reiki. You might have gained some clarity or inspiration or direction from my over 400 weekly Angel Healing House radio programs over the last 8 years. Or you could have gained some insight or spiritual wisdom from my remarkable, wonderful books, One True Home, I Am an Angelic Walk-In and Angels of Faith, or the audiobooks, which are just out now. So again, if you want to go into that, and you only do because it ends midnight October 31st, and I will then be drawing that random person to win that free session with me on my next Angel Healing House radio program on November the 5th. One of the people that did send me a beautiful, beautiful email gave me this experience. She said, "I want to thank you for following your instincts and starting Angel Healing House for Humanity, because it has really changed my life and I have recommended it to people. I've listened to Transformation Talk Radio since 2015, and Angel Healing House Radio has helped me understand and make peace with myself. I've been listening to your show since you came on the station, and I've called in for advice. God keep blessing you, and keep up the great humanitarian work that you are doing." And that comes from Corinna, and that is definitely in the running for that free drawing. So get writing and get sending to me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. Let's go to our callers. The first caller we have is David from Hollywood. Hi, David. How are you today?
Hi, Candy. How are you?
I am very well. What is happening? Are you safe from the fires?
Yeah, I'm safe. I'm in Hollywood. The fires are over by the gate, mm-hmm. by the 405.
Right.
And then I think they're over by the 101 there, where the 405, 101. So they're a little bit farther from where I am. But it was smoky here a couple of days ago because of the Santa Ana winds blowing in. But today's
right.
good.
Good. All right. Well, we'll send our prayers and our thoughts to all to be safe, and for the winds to die down, and for the rains to come and put out the fires. So, what has been happening in your world?
Nothing much. It is funny. I left coaching girls soccer for like a year, and now I find myself back coaching U14 girls. Even though I didn't want to do it, somehow I'm being brought back to doing that again.
Mm.
And so that is a interesting, kind of side note that's happened. And then, I've been led to teach breathing and breath work to teachers at my daughter's school. And now they're inviting me back to teach kids and other teachers. And so it's been kind of an interesting space, just kind of like, all right, well, I wonder where this is taking me. So I don't really know what my question is. Maybe it's just kind of a general reading.
Okay. From an energetic and an astrological point of view, we're also about to go into another Mercury retrograde. I can hear everybody saying, no, not another Mercury retrograde. Oh no, 3 weeks of, you know,
right.
technology and things. But what is happening during this Mercury retrograde is really important for so many people, because during a Mercury retrograde, things get revisited and re-brought back into our life. So what we thought might have been dead in the water for us, like you said, you were teaching, you left, you were coaching, you left coaching, and now it's appeared back again for you. This is for the collective, and the majority of people will see this, that something that you did in the past, or would have liked to have done, and it just didn't get off the drawing board, or the cogs of the wheels just didn't take hold. It's coming back now into our lives, because what we need to do is we need to have that platform in order to launch us in a different direction, and not a wholly different direction, but to open up new doors for us. Now, I know David. David is a very good friend of mine. And also I see his ability to be able to interact with children, and it is just amazing what he does with teaching these girls soccer, and teaching children, and people about life. Brilliant speaker, and buy his books as well, David Matthew Brown. But, so I gave you a plug there, but, the really important thing is it's come back again for you in order for you to have those doors open, to teach the children the meditation, to teach them mindfulness, to teach them breathing. You know, the more that they're centered and the more that they're calm, the less they're reactive, the more they will rely on their own intuition, and the less they will be led by groups and media and commercialism and all of these other things. They will then be able to go inside and find the peace and the answers that they need within. So this is a really important step for you. Let me go to the cards and see what comes out from my lovely friend Dee. Yeah. And I just heard more things are going to open up for you like this, more opportunities. Oh, and they're saying more paid opportunities. Are you getting paid by the schools for this?
No, I went, when I work with the teachers, there's just like a 25 minute thing, you know, someone had heard me do this. So no, this one wasn't, but I think the other ones might be. This is just because they're so, you know, teachers are just so overworked.
Mm. Right. All right. The first card that's coming out for you is the Knight of Swords. This is the fast moving, taking action right. Card. And when we take action, you know, they're saying it's the right timing. It's the divine timing for you to step forward. Certainly during a Mercury retrograde, things are supposed to slow down a bit, but these things will be introduced for you now. And in your time of meditation and reflection, you may get other things may come to you, other programs that you, will initiate to then take from school to school and to take action in which you will be paid for. I mean, there's so many things and research out about children's mindfulness and their meditation, and how this affects their grades. They get better grades and they're calmer and they're more well behaved. So there you go. There's the, that card. The next card coming out for you is by taking time to create. They're using these words, David. They're using these words. They're saying you will create a program for children, whether this program is to be, done as a meditation, or the program can be plugged into different areas like the coaching of soccer or different areas of their lives. This will open up an opportunity. The Eight of Wands is something that opens up an opportunity for you. You could even take this nationwide.
Right.
Okay. And the next card that's coming out for you is the King of Swords. This is you as the authority. And you have such a beautiful, beautiful, resume, track record, if you will, speaking, and the people's lives that have been changed, by your beautiful words and your wonderful books. And one more card they want for you is the Death card, which is the card of transformation. So, all bodes really well for you. Just sit with it. Sit with it in your own meditations, in your own reflective times of reflection, and see what comes in for you. But it could be a manual or a workshop or a program. And then you could teach the teachers how to teach the children these different mindfulness things. And I think they're saying it's a winner. And it's a perfect door opening up for you. So I hope that's been helpful.
Definitely. And thanks for the plug.
You're welcome. Anytime, anytime. You're such a beautiful friend.
All right. Have a beautiful day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You too. God bless you. And one more time, David Matthew Brown, his books are unbelievable. The Book of Light is a channeled book, and it's just, it's so radiant, and it's straight from God's source. It's a beautiful book. Let's go to our next caller. We have Justina. Justina is in Illinois. Hi, Justina. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am very well. Lovely to hear your voice. What's happening in your world?
So it's kind of weird. I just wanted to make one quick comment with David. I keep feeling like he's going to get like spiritual downloads. Like there's a program already kind of that's been created in the angelic realm or something, and he's just going to get kind of infused with it. But
absolutely, all he needs to do is quiet himself. That's why they kept showing me the manual or the workbook or something like that, especially now during Mercury retrograde. All he has to do is quiet himself, and then it's going to come in.
That's so exciting for him. And then real quick, while you were talking like at the beginning, I just kept picturing all of these little like fairies dancing around your head, and your dad just kind of being a cheerleader in the background, and he's just so proud of you. So I just wanted to share that too.
Okay, but now hold on, Justina. I didn't hear after I said we talked about David, I didn't hear about my dad, and I want to hear about it because there's something with my volume that just went down. Could you repeat that, please?
Okay.
Others heard it. I didn't.
Yeah, can you hear me? Can you hear
about
me now?
Something you said about the fairies or my dad?
Sure. So earlier when you were talking, I kept picturing you with a bunch of fairies kind of dancing around your head. And your dad was kind of in the background just like being a cheerleader of sorts. Like he's so unbelievably proud of you. Like, you know, this is just awesome. This is what is really going on. This is what, you know, we're all for. This is, you know, like, you know, she's getting the message across. This is so great. Like, this just awesome.
Oh, isn't that so sweet? Thank you so much. Thank you. That means the world to me. Thank you so much.
Of course. I just wanted to share that. And then really, I just kind of, I don't know, just like a quick minute of just kind of where I'm at and kind of direction, just a little bit of direction.
Okay. All right. In any particular area of your life, Justina?
Probably spiritual speaking. Every time I start to get busy in my logical brain, I feel like then all of a sudden I get a little hook around my waist and kind of jerk back in like, hey, wait a minute, you're getting sidetracked. Let's get back in the rain of things and let's go forward. Like, I feel like there's big plans for me and, I don't know. I get sidetracked a lot.
Well, I think the sidetrack.
I guess it's validating.
Yep. The sidetracking is coming from a little bit of fear and doubt, and it's sabotage. They're saying that somewhere in a past life, you have been destroyed for speaking. Okay. You know, like in my past lives, spoiler for those who are going to read One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, but I was a healer in 14th century Scotland, and I improved the lives of my serfdom so much that they stopped going to church because they weren't in fear anymore. And the priest didn't like this and had me burnt at the stake. So whether a guillotine or whether drowned in the stocks. I have had friends thrown off a medieval tower in you know, medieval France or whatever. If we're doing this work, more than not, we've been destroyed for it. And you know, we've been silenced. We've been silenced as women and then silenced as witches. You know, for using our intuition and silenced in all kinds of ways. So it does take courage to speak. and to what we know to be true. You can, you know, you can start out slowly, Justina. Do you have a newsletter?
No.
Okay. You can start out with a blog. You can start out with a newsletter. You can start out with like a 3 or 5 minute video on a spiritual aspect of something. Call it Justina's Corner, Justina's Spiritual Corner, you know, and start a YouTube channel and go with a pretty background, like whatever you want to choose, and, you know, get dressed, and it's like, hi, it's Justina here. And, you know, when I was walking around my garden, you know, the fairy said to me, blah, blah, blah. And whatever it is, you know, and it doesn't have to be an hour, because people say, how am I going to fill up an hour? And, you know, and if I don't have guests, and if you do have guests, that's wonderful. But, you know, guests might cancel on you. And then there's a number of things. Right. So they want you to start out slowly.
Okay.
Okay. And they're saying dip your toe. Actually, they said, beloved Justina, dip your toe in the water. You know, you don't have to, you don't have to jump completely into the ocean. You know, you can ease yourself in, which is a
take
very
the first step. Huh?
And take the first step. Yes. I like Pete often uses that expression. You don't have to see the whole staircase before you take that first step. And once you take that first step and ease into it, the next step is a little bit easier, and the next step is a little bit easier, you know. And I remember my fear didn't stop me from, you know, starting Angel Healing House Radio 8 years ago. And I didn't take a course.
Thank goodness.
I didn't take a course in broadcasting, or I didn't read up about it or anything. I just plunged right in. And of course, you learn. Life is a learning experience. So they're saying, please dip your toe in the water. So the first card that's coming out for you is the Two of Swords. The Two of Swords is the choice card. Now, if you don't make a choice because of your free will, that's a choice as well. But I can feel how you feel if you don't step forward and action any of this.
Yes.
You really will feel regret. Well, not regretful, but you'll feel like a little dissatisfied, or like you're not.
Oh, I agree.
Fulfilled. Sure. Yeah, yeah. So
yeah.
Take this time during this Mercury retrograde. There's a new moon. Actually, there's a full moon coming up. And you can write out that for that new moon on November 11th or 12th, I release my fear. I release my doubt. I release any of my expectations and attachments as to where this is going, but I'll only do it in fun, playing in a creative passion. And that's all you need to know about making that choice. Now, it tells me that you will not make a choice to make no choice at all, because you got the Knight of Wands, which is about the movement card. It's about, and they're saying that.
Wow,
once
I just got goosebumps everywhere.
I know, I did too. Once you do this, it's so amazing with instant manifestation. Now, once you do this, and step forward and make this choice to dip your toe in the water, you know, if we have the faith of a mustard seed, then tenfold will come back to us. And then new opportunities for us to travel with this. I don't know in what regard, but you've got the travel and the movement card here. More connections and opportunities will come in for you. The more you put in cause and effect, the more that comes back to you. It just, you know, it just works that way. And then you've got the Six of Pentacles, which is the giving and the receiving card, because you will be giving to so many people hope, inspiration, clarity, direction. Yes, this is, you're the metaphysical teacher.
So.
You don't know this yet. That's what you are. You just need to put it into action. And then, and then the wealth and abundance and the prosperity and all of that, that will come into you. And then because you'll be giving that to us, and then you must value it, put it this way. The more value you put on it,
okay,
and the more honor and respect you give it, then the more honor will come back to you. I have just a few minutes left, but I will go to my wonderful new cards I got. They're called The Good Tarot, and they're by Colette Baron-Reed. I wonder if that's going to be, I think that's going to be right away on my Facebook Live. But anyway, beautiful, beautiful cards, and I'll draw a few more cards for you. So how does that
I just had a feeling you were going to do that. That's so weird. You're going to grab from a different deck.
I'm not surprised. How does that, when you close your eyes or when you feel into being that metaphysical teacher, how does that feel for you?
Oh, it feels amazing to have the ability to inspire someone or give someone hope or, it just is amazing.
It's amazing because we've come back. We've come back to be of service to ourselves first. We serve the divine within us. And then each of us is seated with abilities and gifts and talents. They're saying that you have books within you to write. Just like David, they're above your head. They're clearly seen to me. About your experiences that are going to help others. And all you need to do is open yourself up to channel these books.
Oh,
makes me want to cry. You're on the cusp. You are on the cusp of this realization. And
I am crying. I'm just like, oh gosh, I just feel like a warm hug almost.
Oh, I'm hugging you. There you go. Know. Oh, the first card. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. You're a lottery ticker. You're a lottery ticket. Here is the 10 of Pentacles. That's the happy family life card. The 10 of Earth is 10 of Pentacles. And it's that highest abundance card. That feeling of abundance and wealth and prosperity inside of you will then draw more to yourself. The next card is the 7 of Wands. This is standing up for yourself and not being afraid to stand out like a unicorn on a rock. Just stand out. And again, this is the second 6 of Pentacles you got. How amazing. In one deck and then in another deck. And the 6 of Pentacles is about giving and receiving. The more you give of yourself and be of service, the more that's going to come back. So I've got to go. I'm at the end of my show. I hope that's been helpful for you, sweetheart.
Thank you so much. And just real quick, if anybody has not gotten Claire Candy's book, you've got to do that. The Audible is absolutely amazing to feel her speak these stories or just this real life for her. Like, it's just amazing. So just wanted to throw that out there, but. Bless you and thank you so much for your time.
You're so very welcome. Thank you so much. I will speak to you soon. Take care, Justina.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that just about wraps our show up for today. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you to everyone who's listening around the world. Remember that you can get the audiobook of One True Home on Amazon, audible.com. And remember, everyone, to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself this week. I'm sending you love and, as always, angel blessings. And I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.